It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Taught y'all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
It was gonna go one of two ways. Kevin Durant's playing, you were probably gonna get bumped up. But if Kevin Durant's not playing, Klay Thompson not playing, you're getting exactly what we're seeing here. Five, four and a half, five now in a lot of these books. So, but the interesting part to me about the numbers from a Vegas perspective is, have you noticed the totals haven't budged? The total is still around 213, 213 and a half in some places. So although the number, the spread has come down, the total kind of remains the same. And from what I'm seeing, it looks still like there's kind of a, you know, Joes versus pros thing going on here. The Joes continue to hammer the over, while the pros continue to hammer the under, which I think is why we aren't seeing a whole lot of movement going on here just yet. But I do think that might change as well. But, I mean, right now it's kind of 213, 4.5, 5. You've got a shorthanded, without a doubt, Golden State Warriors. I hope you took the Raptors yesterday if that was the direction that you wanted to go. If you are in Golden State, listen, you think you're winning regardless, right? So if you're back in Golden State, you figure I'm home. I don't care who it is. We're winning. Well, your number just got a hell of a lot easier to lay 4.5 or 5 as opposed to 6, 6.5, or even possibly 7. So that's why they got to play the game, Dane. That's the best part about this, is that this game will be played tonight. But certainly the markets across the board reacted. No Klay Thompson, and what we say they were going to say, game time decision, right? It's exactly what it is. But I can tell you, watching him yesterday and just the reactions, he's not going to be even close to 100% if he plays at all. And they've got to be very careful with him, because that hamstring is, you know, it's one thing to shoot. Like, it's not going to affect him shooting. But now all of a sudden, he's not a defender anymore, because you can't defend without having a healthy hamstring, which opens up, obviously, some lanes and some other things for the Toronto Raptors. So not a lot of surprise yesterday, Dane. All in all, I think it played out the scenarios exactly like we thought they would. But it comes down to, I really think, what is Klay Thompson's availability and how much of a factor is that hamstring going to be him for him tonight? And I don't know. Will you look at this game and go, you know what, if the Raptors, if you're going to win one on the road, guys, they better probably win this one tonight, no?
Yes, I think that's the way it's playing out. I think this is, you know, this is a golden opportunity for the Toronto Raptors, okay? Like, there's no other way around it, okay? No Kevin Durant, although I think that might be for the last time. I think we will see the return of Kevin Durant in game four. Like I told you at the end of last week, Joe, you mentioned that they said he is getting some work in. He is practicing. Klay Thompson, I think you're right. I think this is a hamstring. I actually think he's going to try to go. All right. But I think he will be compromised. I think he would be far below 100%. You know, we saw it yesterday. You said you saw the way he was moving. I also heard him on the microphone, Joe. And he was like, listen, you know, we'll see what the doctors say, but I can't believe that I wouldn't be out there. You know, he's talking like a guy who wants to go and all that. Here's the, you know, game three tonight is different than every other game in the finals for one reason. And I think it's an important one, Joe, because there's only a 1 day rest until game four. Okay. We got game three tonight. game four is Friday. In every other break between games of the NBA Finals, there's at least 2 days in between. This is the only time when there's only one game in between. So I believe that the prudent decision for the long view would be actually, you're right, to have no KD and no Klay Thompson today, because let's say Klay goes, right, and not hurts it again, but aggravates it, tweaks it, he's more sore, then he might not be able to go for game four because of the quicker turnaround. I think they need to rest them up and then have them for games four and beyond. And so what that means is tonight is a golden opportunity for the Toronto Raptors. I think the Golden State Warriors are going to try to sneak one by at far less than 100% when they are compromised. I think, remember how we were talking about it at the beginning of the series for KD? We were like, hey, they're only going to bring him back when they need him, right? I think they're going to try and steal game three without some of their horses and then, you know, have these guys back when they need them on Friday. But, you know, you're right. If Toronto is going to get back in this series, they need to win tonight because they will be facing the compromised Warriors team.
It is a record for the Golden State Warriors, guys. In fact, they are receiving a record low amount of tickets being bet on them right now.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go, people. Hour number two, Make It Rain Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Can the Warriors overcome injuries? Vegas, they're not willing to give up on the Warriors just yet. Number hanging around 5, 4.5 in a couple of books, but 5 seems to be the magic number right now. Interesting enough, the total really hasn't budged, even with all of the news of KD not playing, in all likelihood playing in game four, and game time decision for Klay Thompson. Number still hanging around 213 there. And I think it's because we've got a huge Joes versus pros going on there. We know Joes love scoring, and they always think, well, you know, going to be a little less defense. Going to be a lot of scoring tonight going back and forth. Joes always love points, 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 points. Nobody wants to watch a 89-80 game. The pros, not so much. They understand that defense has been the calling card for these two teams, for victories anyway. In game one and two, they expect much of that as well here tonight. So I am seeing, although the percentage of bets not nearly as much as the over is, the under is getting a significant portion of the money, which is why we are not seeing it fluctuate really big one way or the other. 213, 213 and a half. Also, tomorrow night, don't forget Blues Bruins, Game 5, series tied 2-2, their NHL playoffs. I can say this, zigzag, it is alive, guys. It is a well in the NHL. And maybe the best part about what these two teams have done all playoffs long is that immediately after they have lost a game in the playoffs, they have bounced back. Which ultimately, for those of you that don't know, that's what the zigzag theory is. Team loses, bounces back, wins the following game. St. Louis, 7-2 in a bounce-back situation. And I can tell you, Boston, 6-1 in bounce-back situations. Both of these teams, it is playing out zigzag. Get ready, I think, for another one. We'll touch base on it this hour. The numbers, crazy for the NHL playoffs. We'll give you those, too. Coming up, hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get in shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, welcome back in, guys. Hour number two, Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, welcome aboard here as you are starting your Wednesday. Big night tonight, of course, NBA Game 3 of the finals. We know for a fact we've got zero Kevin Durant. We have no Looney. We've got a hobbled game time decision for Klay Thompson. We've seen the number move down to about 4.5 or 5 for Golden State. We see the totals at around 213. And Dane, as I dive into some of these player point totals for the game here, some of these props, it's very, very interesting to me. You've got Steph Curry, 31.5 is what I'm showing here. I don't know what you've got at the FanDuel there. But I'm seeing points at 31.5. I've got Kawhi at 30.5, Siakam 17.5, Draymond 12.5, along with Fred VanVleet, Iguodala, and Marc Gasol at 8.5. And I'm looking at the Steph Curry number right now, and I'm going, where are the points coming from exactly for Golden State? I granted there's going to have to be obviously some of these role players, you know, these guys off the bench are going to have to actually. But if I'm looking at Steph Curry's over under 31.5, that number doesn't scare me because he could very well have 17 in the first half, 17 in the second half. I don't know where the points are coming from. Draymond is what, 12.5?
I see him at 12.5. That's tasty to me.
Yeah, I mean, so where are, if it's not Steph Curry, where are these points coming? And then what are you showing for some of these, the Quinn Cooks off the bench and some of these other guys, McKinney? Yep. What are these guys showing as well off?
Yeah, so I'm over on the FanDuel Sportsbook, Joe. And Steph Curry, I see 32.5, so maybe that's a little scarier, but I don't know if that extra point scares you or not. Boogie Cousins, 14.5. Draymond, 12.5. Iguodala, 9.5. And I think, to be honest, when you're asking the question, right, like, if there's no Klay Thompson, the answer to me has to be Draymond Green. You know, to me, Joe, 12.5, that's, you know, that's 5 or 6 field goals. You know, he'll be at the line a bunch too, maybe. So that's like 5 field goals, Joe. And you're telling me he's not good for at least a couple of get the rebound, push the pace all the way down floor, and just locomotive for a layup? Like, he's done that at least 2 or 3 times every game as Golden State tries to push the pace, even on made baskets. So to me, 12.5 for Draymond Green if there's no Kevin Durant and if Klay is maybe a game time decision or at very least a compromised version of himself. The answer to me is Draymond Green getting over 12.5 points.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm seeing also for Draymond, I think, I don't know if you have the prop there, what a double-double or triple-double there. I'm seeing a double-double.
Triple-double one, right?
Yeah, I got a double-double at minus $2, too, as well, and I can almost guarantee that that is going to happen there. I'd be very comfortable even laying the money on that.
Double-double at minus 180.
Okay, so there you go. Even better. I think that's a pretty solid bet for Draymond there. I think his minutes are going to increase. He's going to have a bigger role. Not worried about I think his points at 12.5. I'm with you. What do you have? 17 last game. He's going to be at home. I can see him.
No Klay. And remember, Klay dropped like 25-30 in game two. Remember, it was Klay who kept him afloat in game one. So that production has to come. You know, has to get absorbed somewhere. And honestly, the only other candidate, in my opinion, is what if they decide to lean on Boogie in the post a little bit more tonight?
I think that would be the other way.
Yeah.
And what is his number at points?
Boogie Cousins.
Yeah. What is he laying?
I am seeing Boogie Cousins points at 14.5. So they think more at a Boogie than at a Draymond. They think Cousins will outscore Draymond. And then, you know, interestingly enough, you got your double-double ones. I got one here that I'm looking at that, I don't know, Joe, I think this might be free money. You tell me if you agree. Both Draymond Green and Kawhi Leonard to both get a double-double.
Ooh,
Joe, that's
interesting.
Plus 240. That's plus 240.
Yep. Well, Leonard, I guess the only problem with Leonard...
Get the rebounds.
Right, exactly.
That's the question.
Well, yeah,
I mean, Draymond,
correct.
You could book it for Draymond.
I love the double-double for Draymond. Yeah, I love that. Right. I love that. But even at minus 180, I'll lay the juice. I love that bet, I do think.
240. If Draymond and Kawhi, in essence, you're getting plus 240 for will Kawhi pull down 10 rebounds.
Yep. Also, I think, too, if you look at the let's look at the updated MVP numbers here.
Oh,
I think
another one that's a lock. Joe.
You got another one to start with?
That's a lock. This is a lock, and it's plus money, Joe. You ready for this?
Both
Steph Curry and Kawhi to score 30+.
That's
plus 170. Plus 170, Joe.
Yep, I got no problem with that either, and I'll tell you why, too. Keep in mind, guys, both Curry and Leonard are averaging about 15 or 16 trips to the free throw line here. They have gone ahead. I mean, you had Leonard had 17 trips to the free throw line in game two alone. Steph had 14 points in game one from the free throw line. So you're talking about half of the 30 in all likelihood coming from the free throw line. That's the way it's happened over the first two. I don't anticipate it's going to change very much here. I do think the whistles... They've already let you know the whistles are coming out. So especially down the stretch, a lot of whistles, a lot of free throws. And the one good thing about Curry and Leonard is we can count on them making their damn free throws. So, you know, you could get half the points alone of the 30 from free throws in this game.
Yeah, and we're talking about it in this way, Joe, that like Kawhi might go for 50, we're saying tonight, because he has to. And we're saying, oh, my goodness, no Kevin Durant, no Klay Thompson, potentially a compromised Klay Thompson. We're looking at who else is going to absorb this, but don't get it twisted. Steph Curry is the man here, you know? So listen, Curry and Kawhi to go 30 plus at plus 170. I'm telling you right now, when you ask me at 848, what my bet is tonight, that's it, Joe.
The only problem I have with that is that I think if I'm Toronto, I'm going of the mindset and saying, listen, Quinn Cook, McKinney, right?
I tip my cap if those guys beat me.
Let them beat me. I ain't letting Steph beat me. So there is the possibility that they go balls to the wall on Steph Curry, make it a little bit more difficult for him to be able to score. If I'm Nick Nurse, so be it. You know what I mean? If these guys are going to beat me, let them beat me. I do think, once again, the X factor here is going to be Boogie Cousins. 28 minutes in game two. A lot better passer, I think, that we gave it credit for. Starting to get his legs under him a little bit here. What kind of role does he play? Does the offense run through him if they're killing Steph Curry? Because I think what we watch, especially with him dropping threes from the back there and pulling up, is that all of a sudden you can't box everybody in on Curry, right? Now you've got to account for Boogie Cousins, especially out on the perimeter. And so maybe that frees up. I think if Boogie Cousins has more of a role and is successful dishing and getting the assists and actually scoring the paint, they're going to have to send more guys to account for Boogie Cousins, more than Marc Gasol, so to speak. And if that's the case, yeah, by the way, Boogie Cousins, unlike Joel Embiid, you ain't getting in his head, Marc Gasol. And, oh, yeah, he can hit free throws. There is a big difference there. So maybe that will free up Curry. I do think if he struggles, though, they're going to do what they've probably originally did in game one. Leave him alone and just concentrate on Curry. Let everybody else, maybe even Boogie Cousins, let them beat us. But we ain't letting Steph Curry go for 38. You know what I mean?
Just try to limit Curry. Yeah, I mean,
right.
Kind of in essence what the Warriors tried to do to Damian Lillard. You know what
and,
I mean?
And Leonard.
Just force it
and
out
Leonard.
Of their hands. And yeah. Make someone else beat them. Because who is that someone else? It's not Clay, right? I think Draymond, but Draymond has shown himself this playoffs. We've talked about his evolution, his maturity. I think Draymond will be a constant. Like, you could take him to the bank tonight. He might turn the ball over five times, but he'll be there. And I think you're right. Boogie Cousins is the X factor. I really believe, though, the defense on Kawhi is going to be big. And, like, Clay's compromised. I think Iguodala's got a
cap.
Durant.
Or, you know what? Let Kawhi score his 40. Nobody else is going to beat us.
So, this is going to be really interesting, Joe.
Yeah. Some ways to go it, but there is some value here tonight. We'll keep talking about that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Well, Galena told me a great story this weekend. He was out barbecuing and he's got some new neighbor. So the guy goes up to Galena and goes, "Hey, I noticed you were barbecuing and you're doing your steak from the top grill to the bottom grill." Like, I go up to Galena, "What kind of freak is this?
You know, new neighbors next door and the wife's like in a bikini and there's a barbecue, you got binoculars. You're like, you're drooling and stuff, but it's like you're looking at the barbecue."
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Welcome back in here, guys, on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Exciting stuff here as we try to dissect the numbers, break it down for you, put you in a position to make it rain tonight as the NBA Finals Game 3. So many different scenarios, moving parts, so much fun. Again,
I found it, Joe. I found it.
Why we love the NBA this time of year, because it's never just about the X's and O's. It is truly a chess match, especially when it's not. Everyone's healthy. Just go out and play the starting five. When you got injuries like this, you got the wizard hat on now. What's Steph Curry going to do? What the hell is Nick Nurse going to do? Is he going to roll out the ninth grade box one defense on Steph Curry again? Like, what is going to happen here? You know,
triangle,
it's so much fun. Yeah, the game inside the game here has been really, really fun for us this year, more so than in past years where it's just been R5, you're 5, oh, and LeBron's on the court, so okay, congratulations. This has really been a match, and we've been talking, just joining us, some of the props and points totals and those types of things, and you found another prop here you like?
Yeah, Joe, oh my God, Joe, you're definitely going to like this one. I defy you to tell me I'm wrong on this one, okay? What's one of the things we have said apparently is a real thing for the Golden State Warriors, right? Joe, what if I said the spread for the third quarter, Joe?
Okay.
The third quarter, the Warriors laying 1.5 points.
That's crazy, right?
And what if I told you, that bet is plus 100, Joe?
There you go, guys.
The Raptors plus 1.5 would be minus 120. The Golden State Warriors laying 1.5 in the third quarter, which we've spoken about ad nauseum, Joe, minus 1.5. What do you say?
Listen, it's worth sprinkling on it just for what you have seen and know this team to be outside of game one. And don't forget, even game two,
to be like 3.5, 4, and it's 1.5.
Well, don't forget, game two, without having actually seen anything, obviously, here in the first two quarters. But don't forget, game two, Golden State lost every quarter but the third.
Yes.
Like, they scored less points than Toronto and everyone but the third. They were outscored.
Lost 7 of the 8 quarters, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. Lost all 4 in game one. So you may look at it and remember recency bias. Careful, recency bias. Like, oh, didn't they blow them out to 20-0, 18-0? Yes, they did. But that is vintage Golden State, but that was also vintage Golden State with Klay Thompson, little different situation. So I think even if you're going to bet that right now without seeing the first half, all right, I think there's a lot of value, even money. What is it, plus 1.5?
Yeah, well, the Warriors are minus 1.5, but yeah.
Minus 1.5. Even minus 1.5 blind, it's worth sprinkling. And then you can go back to that after you get a feel for watching the first half on what you look at. Take a look at what the second half line is. But I'm with you, man. Even money, drop a few bucks on there knowing what Golden State does. In the third quarter, the adjustments they make at home, it's definitely worth a few bucks there to see what goes on.
Yep, and then, by the way, you know, we've been talking about this like a lot of we don't know, because we don't know how big of an impact the injuries are. We don't know who's going to be on the court or not. And, Joe, honestly, our listeners and our fans see it the same way. Our poll question up on at FNTSY Radio. You could always find us on Twitter at Spit and Speeds, at Joe Ranieri. We put up the poll question. We just were saying straight up, Joe, who's going to win tonight? You know, right. Will it be the Raptors on the road or will it be the Warriors at less than 100%? And right now, Joe, 56% of the vote is with the Toronto Raptors tonight. And this is a team getting 5 points. I didn't even ask it, ATS. I just said straight up, you know, we got over 50% of the people saying that the Raptors will, in fact, take advantage of the crack in the armor tonight. So I think everybody out there is really, like we're saying it, like it's up in the air tonight. We're going to find out if the Warriors can sneak through or, you know, before the cavalry comes.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, taking a look at the updated NBA Finals MVP odds. Yeah. Curry remains the favorite, minus 125. Kawhi, pretty much where he was originally, plus 235. But Draymond has basically been cut in half. I mean, he was at 7-1. Now he's plus 350. Clay, I don't even know how Durant is on there still at 30-1. Siakam is 50-1. Boy, how the mighty have fallen. And even Clay Thompson is at 23-1. But when you look at the top three there, Curry got even a little, a little more chalky there. Leonard, pretty much the same, but Draymond cut in half at plus 350. And I can tell you, even through the first two games, there is triple-double in game one, right? Basically shut down Siakam, was much better in game two. There is an argument already through two games that I could that people can make about Draymond already being the most valuable player on the court for this team. And we know this. I mean, let's face it. It's not like we knew he was the engine that makes this go. And that's why we had said earlier tonight, you want to know why it is. How are they still 4.5, 5-point favorites with all of these injuries? Well, they are because the two constants, three constants, you got Steve Kerr on the sidelines, right? You got Steve Kerr making adjustments, and you've got Steph Curry, and you got Draymond Green on the court. And anytime you have that combination, guys, this team, especially at home, is going to be very dangerous. But even Draymond at plus 350, man, I'm telling you, it's there's a lot more scenarios in my head having watched these first two games now where I could see Draymond taking home that MVP trophy at 350. You know, listen, I think we'd all be going after the series is over, right? I think a lot of us are going to go, you know what? How did we not take Draymond when we, you know, what the hell were we thinking? Especially now with Clay out, Durant's not coming back until the next game. You know, where are the points coming? Where is it? Guys, Draymond could have another. We're already betting him double-double tonight, right? We're already betting it at minus 1-8, betting a double-double. I think that's a given. But could be another triple-double. Like, at what point do we start going, guys, this is, you know, Draymond could very well start moving into minus territory here. If you like Draymond, I would jump all over him right now for the MVP final.
Do you even see a number for Boogie Cousins as MVP?
I have not come across one yet.
Right. I mean, I'm pushing it, right? I'm trying to pick a long shot.
I mean, it could be 80, 75 to one, but I only went up to 50.
It's not outside of the realm of possibility. He was a key in game two, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's say it's not, you know, I'm not saying I expect it to happen or I bet it to happen, but it's not crazy that tonight, when they need someone else, you know, it's not crazy that Boogie goes, you know, 28-13 tonight. Like, that's possible. Yes. Yep. You know what I mean? And then Boogie's a contender as well for MVP. I still think it'll be Steph Curry if indeed the Golden State Warriors win. But what we're doing here is looking for value, right? And so, yes, Draymond represents value. I think Boogie could represent some value because I could see the path to him being declared the MVP. And honestly, Joe, I mean, like, I think one thing we've seen so far is that this might be a series that is longer or tougher than originally expected, whether it's because of injuries or regardless, or because maybe we underrated Toronto regardless, whatever it is, you got to consider Kawhi as well. You know, like, you really got to consider Kawhi. And I would wonder how many times has the MVP gone to a losing player? And listen, if it didn't go to LeBron James that season, when that series, when they gave it to Iguodala in this first one of the run, you know, if LeBron James didn't win that MVP, when he obviously should have, when Matthew Dellavedova was the second best player, I doubt they would give it to a player on the losing team. But I think Kawhi deserves consideration regardless of who wins this championship.
I mean, I think we all know that the winner is if Toronto wins, if you're still backing Toronto to win this, Kawhi is your guy, especially at that price now, still above 230. But I do think the value lies so far through two games. The argument can absolutely be made. Draymond is the MVP of this team and will continue to do so as the injuries continue to pile up here. And I'm glad you brought that up because drove me crazy. And we've talked about this before on the show on how today's today's media is not about getting it right. It's just about making the most noise, screaming and yelling, right or wrong, it doesn't really make a difference. It's how much of the right, exactly. It's this. Look at me. How much crap can I throw out there? And oh, by the way, will you believe me? And because I'm saying it, it's got to be true kind of situation. And then when it's actually proven to be completely false, it's the, oh, my bad. And that's kind of exactly what just happened again, this time with Nick Wright over at Fox. And I like Nick. I do. But another one of these situations where he is also coming out of the mold there of the whole say whatever you want to say, make it as crazy as humanly possible and get a whole bunch of thumbs up and clicks. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. And he was talking, I guess this week, he was talking about how that very thing about the MVP, he was breaking down about a story he knew to be a fact, right? About when they were voting for the 2015 MVP finals, right? And he was saying that how it was widely reported, even though it wasn't, that the voters were split between Iguodala, LeBron James, and Steph Curry that year, right? He said he said that they didn't want to give the award to LeBron since he was on the losing team, right, and that they couldn't have a co-MVP. So the writers were talking, and they just agreed to give it to Iguodala.
Collusion. That
is what he went on air on national television and told the entire world is what happened. He basically, to your point, said that he knew for a fact it was widely reported back in 2015. By the way, it wasn't.
It was so widely reported. How come this is the first time I'm ever hearing about this?
Right. That's exactly what was going on, that the MVP given to Iguodala and the reason it wasn't given to LeBron and it wasn't given to Seth is because they didn't want co-MVPs. Well, P.S., guess what happened? The guys that actually voted that year blasted him. We'll tell you exactly what they said and why it wasn't even remotely close to being true and why this is so damn dangerous in this day and age. We'll talk about that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
So it might be time to swing for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with who? DailyRoto.com, of course. Want to become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament? You can do it. Or you can become one of the countless number of people who've already won thousands of dollars playing DFS. So here's the bottom line, guys. If you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, stop it. Like, just stop it. You're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY. Get yourself a 10% discount. Get the lineup alerts, the projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and, of course, use of the same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS winnings. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, only at DailyRoto.com. The promo code FNTSY. Get your 10% discount today, guys. Do it, damn it, do it.
Let's go.
And we'll talk about some of those unbelievable hashtag torn tickets in Major League Baseball last night. Staggering on a Tuesday night after a very abbreviated four-game schedule on Monday. Guys were chomping at the bit. Dove in headfirst yesterday in Major League Baseball. 15 games on the slate. And I know there's a lot of guys this morning, including a bunch of degenerates in our chat room, who are going, wish I did not dive in. To that slate last night. Just horrific torn tickets. But we were talking about how today's media is just, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And even when you like some guys on these national shows, it becomes very evident at one point or the other that the idea of journalistic integrity, the idea of actually believing what you say, it really goes out the window. It all becomes about make as much noise as humanly possible, say the most outlandish crap, and oh yeah, by the way, it doesn't have to be true. You just have to sell it to be fact in order for it to be true. And this is what happened with Nick Wright this week over on Fox. And I like Nick, I do. I mean, it's, you know, he does the morning show over there. And, but this is not the first time I've heard this from him. He went on air and talked about the whole MVP voting. Back in 2015, you may recall when all of this started, this was the one year that everyone thinks Steph Curry should have been the MVP. Andre Iguodala was the MVP instead. Right. Steph Curry was the guy, I think he averaged over 26 points. Nobody else averaged 20 points per game for the Warriors, much less outside of course, LeBron James. But LeBron, that was right. It. Everyone's like, Steph, that was the year you should have won it. But Iguodala won it. So he goes on air and makes up this story and starts talking about how, you know, let me tell you, back in 2015, it was widely reported, and then starts talking about how there was collusion among the writers in the press box who vote for the MVP, how they all huddled together somehow. We're like, well, we can't give it to LeBron. They lose. You know, we can't have co-MVPs. You know, Steph's probably going to get one. So we'll just, you know what? Let's all agree. We'll give it to Andre Iguodala this year. And he goes on air, guys, on national television and spews this crap out and sells it like it's fact. Like absolute right. fact, as if he is in the know. All right. First of all, 4 years ago, I don't even know you were a fill-in host on in Portland somewhere. So the idea that you were somehow wired in 4 years ago is laughable. But this is what he comes out to. And then you got Chris Carter next to him going, yeah, you know that's correct. It's already been determined. It was determined years ago that these guys have already determined the loser can't win the MVP. Like, guys, what the hell are you talking about? Like, nobody has colluded that a loser can't win the MVP. So you've got one guy lying. You've got the other guy absolutely outside of, don't forget, Jerry West was the only guy to do it back in 1969. But you've got one guy lying, and you've got another guy, you know, swearing to it, just piling on top. And then finally, and I'm glad it happened, the guys like Tim Frank, guys like Mark Spears, guys like Sam Amick, these were the guys that actually had votes in 2015.
I have it up right now.
Yeah, they went on social media, brother. You're seeing it right there. And what was their reaction to what he wrote?
Oh, so here's what I'm saying. I got some. I don't have the reaction to what he wrote. I have the actual votes, though. I have the votes. There are 11 people who vote, okay? There are 11 votes. And here's the thing. Right. I'll tell you right now. And this is – I'm getting this off of – this is a press release from the NBA, Joe, that I'm staring at, that then Rachel Nichols, who I respect as actually plugged into the NBA, and this is a tweet from June of 2015, Joe, okay, where Rachel Nichols put up like the actual press release from the NBA, okay?
Right.
There are 11 people who voted, all right? And first of all, I'll tell you right now, nobody voted for Steph Curry. So there was no three-way whatever. Right. This was 7 votes, Andre Iguodala, 4 votes, LeBron James. You just mentioned some of them. Sam Amick from USA Today voted Iguodala. Steve Ashabummer from NBA.com voted LeBron. Mm-hmm. Howard Beck voted LeBron from Bleacher Report. Ken Berger from CBS voted Iguodala. Hubie Brown voted Iguodala. Jason Lloyd from the Akron Beacon Journal. Akron Beacon Journal, LeBron's hometown, voted Iguodala. Zach Lowe from what was Grantland at that point, LeBron James. Rusty Simmons voted for Iguodala. Spears voted for Iguodala. Mark Stein of ESPN voted Iguodala. And Jeff Van Gundy, who got a vote from ABC TV, voted LeBron James. These are the votes from an NBA Communications Group press release that was tweeted out by Rachel Nichols in June of 2015. The votes were 7-4 for Iguodala.
Well, Tim Frank, who's the Senior Vice President of League Operations Communications for the NBA, it didn't take him long to get a load of that crap before he did exactly that. He released that official 2015 result from the NBA. He released it, showed it, and said that this absolutely never happened. No media member, including any voter, was privy to any of the results until they were actually announced on the court. Iguodala had 7, right. LeBron James had 4, period. There was no communicating between them. And then, of course, the guys, a couple of the guys that actually had votes, Sam Amick from USA Today, he goes, quote, as someone who voted for Andre, this is laughable. Any sort of idea that we were collaborating or talking to each other about their making a rule that some losing player can't win, he says, take off your tinfoil hat, Nick.
Right, right, right.
All right. He's like, none of this has ever happened. And then, of course, Nick Wright, who jumps on Twitter at first and goes, you know, this is a story I've always been told of. So, you know, if I'm dead wrong, I'm my apologies. But this is what I've been told over the years. Yeah. And then he finally comes out after, once again, more guys who are actually in the room
who voted
blasted him. Yeah. Then he comes out and he's like, you know, one of the perils of a mid-afternoon nap is that if you screw something up on TV that morning, you can wake up to some of the here comes the ass sucking. The best NBA writers in the world saying you're full of it. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I've now heard from multiple people I respect or trust that I was just flat out wrong on this. Again, my apologies. Well, if these guys are so high on your respect list, then before you open your mouth and accuse these guys of rigging the MVP, don't you think it would have been good if you picked up the friggin' phone or called them or emailed them or checked instead of what you
like the first class of journalism? Like, you know, have your sources, you know, it's ridiculous.
Drives me crazy. But again, because it's on TV in this day and age, guys, if it's on TV and he says it, well, it's got to be true. And guys like this and everybody else like him, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. It just matters if they sell it to be true. And then all of a sudden, the dangerous thing is it becomes fact. And in a day and age, and I'm telling you, sports betting growing day and day, multi-billion-dollar industry, okay, is going to be reliant upon talking heads like him. You know, when they come out, there are going to be ramifications and a lot of money lost. Case in point, we were just talking about the MVP award here and what the odds are and where the value is. Right. Why in the hell would I ever vote on it if I think the thing is rigged now? Because Nick Wright has always heard that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there is a trickle down.
The injury reports that we get from people, you know, that kind of transparency.
Yeah, and he's saying it as if it is fact. Like, he sold it. And then you've got Chris Carter, who, what the hell? What connection do you have to the NBA Finals in 2015 is beyond me. But Chris Carter's thrown in that, it's already a rule. These guys have decided it's a rule that no loser can. Like, seriously, guys? I mean, I grant it, nobody's watching your show at 6:30 in the morning. But you got to be kidding me. I mean, seriously, this is the problem.
In the morning, though. People are watching us.
Exactly.
So maybe people are watching them, Joe. Here's what I'll say about that, right? And I think you're absolutely right. We need that transparency. We need those facts. But we're swimming against the whirlpool, Joe, when it comes to just to our society and news in general and what facts are in general. And, like, I'm not going to go too far down that rabbit hole, but, like, I would just say that we are swimming against the tide. The other thing that I would say when I brought up that thing with the votes, the article I'm looking at, Joe, I'm also reminded of what LeBron James did in that finals, Joe.
Yeah.
let me just tell you this. Yeah. And like all the praise that we're giving Kawhi Leonard right now, all the bouquets we're throwing Kawhi Leonard's way right now for what he's doing as a one-man show. Joe, listen to what LeBron James did in this final. I'm rounding numbers here on a little bit. But first of all, he played 46 minutes a game, Joe.
Exactly correct.
46 minutes a game.
Yep.
Okay, he averaged, Joe, are you ready for this? He averaged, rounding to the nearest whole number, he averaged 36, 13, and 9, Joe.
That's correct. Yep.
36, 13, and 9, and played 46 minutes a game. They knew that without Kyrie, without Kevin Love, it was going to be as far as LeBron can take them. And I mean, they won the two games, but Joe, 36, 13, and 9 in 46 minutes a game, he was the most valuable player of that series. I don't care what seven other people voted.
Yeah, no, and listen, the fact that that Steph didn't even get consideration there is another thing. But you know what? It's okay to have a story and say, listen, congratulate, not taking anything away from Andre Iguodala. Congratulations.
But he did his job.
You want to make the story about, hey, guys, it's amazing that what we know about Steph Curry today, that in 2015, the dude's averaging 26 points in the whole series and didn't even get a sniff, and he was the best player on the court for Golden State. Make that the story. Don't make the story about how the writers didn't want to give it to, because they created this rule and make up some outlandish crap because that's, quote unquote, what you were told. It's dangerous. To do that.
Is that, you know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. The WWE, right? We all know it's fake. Some people view it as entertainment. You know, are people really thinking that's real? Like, if you're 11 years old, maybe, right? But that's why they're called sports entertainment. So what you're talking about, this guy or Stephen A. Smith and that sort of stuff, is it news or is it entertainment? You know what I mean, Joe? Like, which one is it? And I think we just need to be clear these days. I think the WWE is a good example with the hot takes, right? And the clickbait.
But it's not The Onion. It's Fox Sports. So you are news. You know what I mean? It's not The Onion.
That news or, like you say, The Onion or just the entertainment of it, right? Like, and I think that line has been dramatically blurred in sports, in our society, all over the place, Joe. And that's where it becomes a very slippery slope. People are trying to merge the entertainment with the actual analysis.
Yeah, but flat out lying is flat out lying. Whether it's entertainment purposes or not, at least get the friggin' facts right. You know, that's why people are tuning into you. They're tuning into us. Give me the facts. You know
Maybe
what I mean?
Entertainment
me
and tune into us.
Hour 3 coming up.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup! The best friends forever.
Baltimore is dead last in MLB in average and OPS. Their average as a team is under 200. The OPS is under 600. This is a team that cannot get on base right now. They are struggling. They just drafted number one overall in the MLB draft. And there's a good shot they draft number one overall again in next year's draft. Baltimore, 28th in the MLB in home runs away from Ken Hebner. But fear not, Frank. Orioles are too cold to get into it.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers.
Ah, looky here. The NBA never sleeps. Obviously, free agency just about a month away. That has not stopped the rumor mill here, guys. And this one we've heard for a while. And we'll dive into it coming up, final hour of the show here. Make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. But it does look like one of the big names on that free agency list, that being Kyrie Irving. And we've heard about this, and it's been reported, but it looks like it's really starting to come to fruition here. Kyrie Irving looks like he's heading to the Nets. That seems to be multiple reports now that is where he's going. Now, keep in mind, Kyrie is from Jersey. He's an East Coast guy. He went to Duke. Yep. He is another guy that he's been linked to Brooklyn. Even though the Knicks have had their eyes on him for a long time, him and Durant. We know the Nets coming off of an amazing run here this year. They have really put it together. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets have really, really put it together here. Now that the Knicks lost out on Zion, they might have lost out on Kyrie too. A lot of stuff. He just bought a house in Jersey, which
that
again,
still be the Knicks, though. That could still be the Knicks.
Yeah, it still could be, but there is a lot of people who believe that the D'Angelo Russell Kyrie Irving combination, much like what Portland's got going, could really be something.
Because Russell's a free agent also. I thought that maybe Kyrie coming to Brooklyn might mean D'Angelo goes elsewhere.
The
front office
is apparently really hopped up in selling the idea that those two guys Much That's like what you got going on in, you know, what you got going on in Portland there with Damian Lillard.
And Beal, you know, and
CJ,
that kind of thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of people believe that that could very well be good. And Kyrie was said to have been very impressed with what Brooklyn brought to the table. And yes, so do not be surprised. It's actually, it's been mentioned by more than a couple of sources now.
Widely reported, Joe?
Yeah,
widely reported.
Widely reported back in 2015. Widely, but I like. You know what? I like the destination for him, and I like the pieces Brooklyn has.
Yeah.
I like the coach. I like everything that Brooklyn's got.
We said
so.
I was saying a month ago that the Nets are a more attractive option than the Knicks, and the Clippers are a more attractive option than the Lakers. We've been saying this, so maybe it comes to fruition. Joe, I got on the other side of the hour. I got other tea leaves to read about free agency that I think are really interesting too.
Cover it. Coming up, final hour next.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.